Amistad Project releases report on Mark Zuckerberg's dark money in 2020 elections. By Joel B. Polak on December 16, 2020. The Amistad Project of the Thomas More Society released a report Wednesday documenting the effect of donations by Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg to private-public partnerships that turned out the vote in key Democratic counties in 2020. The report, titled The Legitimacy and Effect of Private Funding in Federal and State Election Processes, alleges that when Zuckerberg gave money to government institutions to assist with elections during the coronavirus pandemic, the donations were targeted at Democrat-heavy areas in swing states with the specific purpose of tilting the election to Joe Biden. The report, according to Amistad Project Director Phil Klein, documented the use of more than $500 million, more than the federal government expended, $400 million, in the CARES Act, to fund the election during the COVID crisis. This, effectively, is a shadow government running our elections, he added. $500 million into the hands of state and local officials who, in turn, allowed those private organizations and private interests to have access to sensitive and private information of American citizens that was of value to political parties and monetized for interests on the left. Klein said that Zuckerberg's money had encouraged states to violate their own laws and act contrary to federal law in turning out specific groups of voters and suppressing turnout among other groups of voters, violating the Constitution. Zuckerberg paid for the election judges, he purchased the drop boxes. Contrary to state law, he ordered the consolidation of the counting facilities. Zuckerberg paid the local officials who boarded up the windows to the counting room. Zuckerberg money purchased the machines, Dominion and otherwise. And Zuckerberg money was contributed to secretaries of state, like Michigan's Jocelyn Benson, who has fought transparency in this election. Breitbart News reported before the election on Zuckerberg's donations to the Nonprofit Center for Technology and Civic Life, CTCL, warning that it was targeting Dean Korat-heavy jurisdictions and functioning as a public get-out-the-vote operation under the guise of a safe elections project. After the election, Breitbart News confirmed that Biden's winning margin in Georgia came from counties targeted by CTCL with help from Zuckerberg's donations. This story is developing. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest e-book is Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.